is there in your mind like a prohibitive favorite?
Not at all. Because I would have said Virginia, but they've got the toughest bracket by far, in my opinion. I would have said Villanova, but then they ended up looking really good in the Big East tournament. The couple of weeks leading up to the Big East tournament, you could question Villanova a little bit. And so, no, I don't. And if I were ever to pick a 16 over a 1, and I think it's starting to pick up steam this week, it was something I said on the air yesterday. And of course, I took a lot of heat for it, being a Kansas State guy. But Penn is a pretty good 16 seed, okay?
Okay.
And no one ever wants to face the Ivy League teams, right? And Kansas has struggled more often than not getting deep into the tournament, even though they're on a ridiculous run. So, no, I think this could be a Final Four where there's a couple of double-digit seeds even. Not just one double-digit seed in the Final Four, but a couple of them.
Going to that, so Penn, you think, hey, maybe they're a big upset special. Is there your favorite kind of sleeper team to kind of go deep?
Let me just start here. I like a couple of teams to go to the second weekend. I like Nevada to go to the second weekend, even though they got drilled in the Mountain West tournament. A team like New Mexico State, I could see them going to the second weekend because I think the Clemson and Auburn in that bracket, the 4 and 5 seeds, are not strong, in my opinion. I think Charleston with Joe Cheeley, he's really good. I had a chance to call them against Wichita State earlier in the year. So I think we could get a second-round matchup, a 12 against a 13, New Mexico State against Charleston, and New Mexico State could win that game. So those are a couple of teams that I'm looking at in terms of double-digit seeds that could go second weekend.